Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
John gave us a ranking of the teams left in the NFL playoffs as they begin this weekend.
Anybody that, or in terms of really like the top six, that you would bump up or bump down?
John, I wrote it down and I
recycled
it.
So I've got Rams at one, Seahawks at two.
I'd bump the Seahawks down.
Okay, so and where do you have the Texans, the Bills, Broncos?
I think those are some of the top teams. Like, I think the Texans and the Bills are the two teams I feel most strongly could make a deep run in the AFC playoffs. I think I'd bump the Eagles up.
Oh.
I mean, look, they're a team that's done it. They beat the Rams this year, right? Albeit it was on a blocked field goal at the buzzer.
You play every minute.
And those two teams played a very good playoff game the year before that the Eagles also won. I know the offensive struggles have been there, but they are a team, both lines of scrimmage, as good as any in football. And their quarterback, uncanny ability to not turn the ball over, which could be the difference in winning and losing playoff games.
It feels like they're a team on the edge, like they're on the cliff. And if things don't go well first quarter, first half, offensively, they could implode.
Oh, they could spiral. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look.
But it also kind of feels like, hey, if things, the ball bounces the right way, that oblong ball bounces the right way, and then all of a sudden, hey, they're a team that could catch fire. And like, to your point, they could make a run.
So they're a team that wouldn't do well if they were trailing. They've had games where they go a second half without completing a pass.
Right.
And they have not been a high-flying offense, despite the fact they got A.J. Brown and Devontae Adams, and Jalen Hurts has had a 300-yard passing game in the Super Bowl. It feels like this team isn't built to come back from a big deficit. Now, fortunately for them, their defense doesn't put them in big deficits.
Right. And you think the offense, like, okay, well, if you're not throwing the ball, well, just hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley. That's been tough to do as well.
It's been kind of running through mud a lot of this season. But no, I think your bottom teams are the right teams. The top teams are the top teams. Like Seattle, how far do you move them down because you don't trust Darnold? They still have the one seed. They still run the ball and play defense. You can't completely leave them out. John, I think we're talking through what should be a great NFL playoffs. I'm curious. There's been this dynamic in this city the last couple seasons of people being so frustrated at the Lions that they say they won't watch the Super Bowl or they're done watching football. Is that still the case for people? Like when they lost the NFC title game, we got a lot of phone calls from people saying, I can't watch the Super Bowl. Now that's so close. That's so raw. That's in the moment. Last year, they blow the one seed. You know, guys, I just don't have an appetite to watch football. Lions didn't even make the playoffs. So it's not like you can claim,
yeah, and upsetting first round exit.
Right, man. And the kind of the writing was on the wall for the better part of 2 months with the Lions. You kind of had to make peace with it. Are people gearing up for the NFL playoffs or are they turned off by the NFL because the Lions aren't good?
I think you're going to have a share of Lions fans that are only watching the NFL because they're Lions fans. And I'm not going to go good fan, bad fan, new fan, old fan. There are a lot of tried and true, they've watched the Lions for 50 years. That just don't simply watch the playoffs because their team's not in it. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm a bit of a football fan.
A little bit.
And so I'm going to watch every single game and probably multiple times because I just don't ever want football season to end. Mm-hmm. So there's also those, you know, quote unquote, football junkies that I think, even though the Lions aren't in it, are still going to watch the playoffs. Heck, they're craving for more college football, even though it's a bizarre world in college sports right now.
Yep.
That they're just fiending for more football.
Yeah, look, if I didn't watch the NFL playoffs because the Lions were bad, I would have spent most of my life not watching the NFL playoffs.
Right, yeah. What is this thing that they're doing after the regular season?
They're going to keep playing? Now, the last couple years may have made it feel a little sour to watch playoff football, feeling like you were left out, should have been there, right? As the one seed, should have been there. With a 17-point lead in the NFC title game, should have been there. You can't make the case this year the Lions should have been there. So I think it reverts back to the way it's been most of your life. Like, you're going to watch playoffs without the Lions. Like, I'm as intrigued as ever to watch this NFL playoffs.
I am as well. And part of it is because it's so wide open. We went through, I ranked the teams 1 through 14. And I think there's a cutoff, and you could make an argument, and I don't know that I would agree with it, but I think there's 8 teams that could get to the Super Bowl. Not as many that can win it, but okay. I think there are as many as 8 teams, and you could make an argument that the Jaguars are ahead at 9. You could make an argument that they could go on a run. Trevor Lawrence gets hot. Their defense is good. They create turnovers. They pressure quarterbacks. That they could be a team that goes on a Cinderella. This would be a Cinderella run,
yeah,
for me.
Again, not predicting it, but again, the spread for their first round matchup, they're at home and it's inside of 2 points. If they beat Buffalo in the first playoff game, we got done talking about it. Denver's unproven. New England's unproven. Who's proven? I mean, the Texans front would be a real problem.
Normally we get into the postseason, we think, okay, there's 3, maybe 4 teams that legitimately, yeah, have a shot at reaching the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah,
and this year it's twice or more.
Well, call it the Mahomes effect. When the Chiefs are in, you go, well, they're one of the 2 or 3 teams that can win,
right,
it. They're not in. Now you're going, there could be as many as 8 that make the Super Bowl. I think that's the Mahomes and the Chiefs effect.
Yeah. And so I've got Rams, Seahawks, Houston, Texans, the Bills, the Broncos, the Eagles, the Niners, the Patriots. That's 8 teams that you can make an argument for any of those 8 teams that they are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. And I think it's going to be unbelievably entertaining from this weekend all the way through Super Bowl weekend.
Couple texts that have come in right away. Football season's over. Last 2 years, I didn't want to watch the Super Bowl, but I did anyway. It's a holiday. I didn't have Super Bowl expectations this year, and I'm pumped for the postseason. That's the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. Guys, any real football fan is more excited for the postseason than any of the last 5 or so years, regardless of the Lions being in Cancun or not. Guys, football season's off, done, finito, go Wings, Pat and Romeo.
Well, and so for Detroit sports fans, that's another wrinkle, because we've got, the Wings aren't in first place anymore. They didn't play, but they got leaped. So they're now in second in the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. But we've got a first place basketball team. So there are other things that Detroit Lions or Detroit sports fans could turn their attention to.
Right. For the long weekend coming up, you're going to get games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. Is it the NFL playoffs or the local teams taking your attention? Mm-hmm. This one says, guys, I will watch the NFL playoffs, but not if the Wings or Pistons are on at the same time. They have my full attention. That's Nick in Westland.
Well, the Super Bowl is going to be right in the middle of the Olympic break for the Wings.
Yeah, leagues typically don't go toe-to-toe with the Super Bowl. There may be a game earlier in the day. Like, I know the
right.
Pistons have played earlier on Super Bowl Sunday, but you're right, not going to have to worry about that.
But we are talking more about the entire playoffs, and there could be some conflicts of Pistons-Wings playing versus an NFL playoff game that doesn't involve our local team.
248-539-9797. Guys, I can't watch because it looks rigged. It's about money, and it's very sad. I just can't watch.
Well, if you believe in the script, and you believe it's rigged, then why are you even watching in the regular season?
Right. You're not the person we're talking to.
Yeah.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
John, a couple quick texts on our last convo. There's been this undercurrent the last few years. Whenever the Lions season ends, football fans here say, I'm done. It's a sour ending. I just can't stomach watching more football. But that was when they were the one seed or when they were on the edge of the Super Bowl, right? You're up halftime, 17 points of the NFC title game. A little different when you finish the season the way they did.
Yeah.
Struggling. We all kind of came to grips with that they just weren't good enough. Are you invested in these NFL playoffs or Lions let down, put a sour taste in your mouth? You're going to focus on Pistons, Red Wings, other things. 248-539-9797. Guys, I haven't watched a game since Christmas. Go Pistons, go Wings. That's Roy in Clarkston.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, think about it like this. This is from Steve. It might be just the second time in the last 25 years that fans could watch the NFL playoffs without Brady or Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's wild. That. That's crazy.
It is wild.
I think the only time in that 25 years would have been when Brady tore his ACL, right? And missed that one season?
Yeah.
Other than that, we've had one of Brady or Mahomes in the playoffs every year.
But then you start thinking about, okay, who could the next guys be? Because you got Drake May in there. Mm-hmm. He's only in his second year. You've got other young quarterbacks. Is this the year that Josh Allen gets it done? Now, he's not, you know, obviously as young as Drake May.
No, but there are guys who've been waiting in line. Like, I think of Herbert, Allen. Hey, man, if you felt like, well, it's like Jordan. You know, and he wins all the titles. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah,
well,
just go, wait till he's out.
Well, or go
They're
be
out.
Akeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Jordan's going to go play baseball. Go be Akeem Olajuwon. I think that's a great way of looking at the NFL playoffs. Who's Akeem Olajuwon? Who's going to go steal the Super Bowl that they've been denied under Mahomes and Brady?
Mm-hmm. So if Allen does win it, does Tirico put an asterisk on it?
Oh, God. Do they have the Super Bowl this year?
Man. I got to look. I'm not quite sure. I think they're due for it.
Well, I thought you were the one that knew all the broadcasters and the
stations.
I know
them after they happen.
After they, okay.
By the way, Tirico did a great job Sunday night setting up that dramatic kick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. They're great.
Again, I go back to that. And obviously, the fallout has been that the kick was missed. John Harbaugh is out of a job. If the kick is made, is John Harbaugh still in Baltimore and Mike Tomlin's out of a job? Like that kickers.
Exactly.
Kickers.
And you would have gone to an NFC championship game. All right. Sorry. It is NBC, by the way.
Okay.
So he can put the asterisk.
Was it Peyton Manning that called Vanderjagt his idiot kicker?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Great.
Another one says, playoff football is quality football. I will, of course, be watching. That's Sid in Novi. Sid's on board.
Yeah, yeah. But most of it will be quality football. I'm not sure what Carolina's going to look like.
It'll technically be football. Quality.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Steelers are going to look like.
So, John, I agree quickly with the eight teams that you had said you think have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I do think the one that's lurking outside of that that you don't have potentially is Jacksonville. I'm not quite sure what to make of them.
So I got them at nine.
Yeah, and they won their last six games by 121 points, mm-hmm. and they went into Denver and won by 14.
Yeah, that's why I think this is going to be unbelievably entertaining in the postseason, because Jacksonville, even though I don't have them in my top eight, I don't think they're going to be there. They do have that chance. And I would classify them as being able to make that Cinderella run. The other one that I've got way down the list is the Chargers. Well, I'd say way down the list. They're at 10.
But think about it. The coach quarterback combo is strong as any in the playoffs, right?
Right. And you know, is Justin Herbert able to put this team on his back and play with the broken hand? And are they able to overcome some of the deficiencies on defense and being able to protect him?
At the same time, they finished right around a top 10 defense.
Right.
Herbert had a game down the stretch where he wasn't sacked at all. If they win one, get the monkey off their back, beat a Patriots team that's a little overinflated, all of a sudden the Chargers monkey's off their back. Jim Harbaugh's been to a Super Bowl. Like, it's as wide open as any NFL playoffs that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,